Everyone knows that Illinois is the land of Lincoln, but there's so much more to know about the state. It's the little things, like the way corn husks sometimes blow across lawns, even though it's quite a distance from a cornfield, and the big things, like the way Chicago's skyline glistens at night. And how about the fact that we've decided that we should have a state folk dance and made it part of our law that that dance shall be the square dance? The square dance designation is just one of many parts of the State Designations Act. Legislative enactments officially choosing one thing is more representative of the state and its people than another. Such designations are ways to get to know any state better. Some of the choices are old hat, the sorts of designations that many states have enacted. Others are newer, and like the square dance, perhaps a bit on the surprising side. One can imagine the dance-driven lobbyists crowding into legislative offices with the crinoline petticoats and wavy skirts eventually winning out. We have an official state bird, of course, and it's the cardinal, or Cardinalis cardinalis, as the statute calls it. The state insect is commonly known as the monarch butterfly. Legislators lump the state tree and state flower together. The former would be the white oak tree and the latter the violet, the flower my lawn would designate as the official state scourge. The lawn should take heart, however, because legislators have officially recognized both the value of dirt, drummer silty clay loam is the official state soil of Illinois, and the value of grass. The big blue stem is the official state prairie grass. Meantime, we also have a state mineral. It's fluorite. The state animal is the white-tailed deer. The state fish is the bluegill. The state amphibian is the eastern tiger salamander, not to be confused with the state reptile, the race-winning painted turtle. There's a special shout-out in the law, too, to those animals that lived long ago. The state fossil is the Tully Monstrum gregarium, a freaky-looking carnivore with an elongated body and teeth where you might think a tail should be. And in a late entry, the state fruit is the gold rush apple, one described by scholars as a late-maturing apple with excellent fruit quality and long storage ability combined with field immunity to apple scab. That became law about 2 years ago when, reports say, a fourth-grade class was surprised to find that Illinois had no official state fruit and started lobbying. Illinois may not have had a state fruit, but we've had a state song for more than 50 years. It's titled simply Illinois. Perhaps someone has performed it at the official state theater of Illinois. To quote the statute, the Great American People's Show is designated as Illinois' official state theater of Lincoln and the American experience. What better to enjoy there than the official state treat? Popcorn has been designated the official state snack food of the state of Illinois. And recall my point that everyone knows that Illinois is the land of Lincoln. Indeed, that's part of the State Designations Act, too, Section 460/30. To quote it, the slogan, Land of Lincoln, is designated the official slogan of the state of Illinois. It's the law. I'm Amy Guida.